Shuris Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuris Pavli, Daf Tesvav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amad Aleph, on the fourth line, Androgynous. Androgynous wa loivin v'nechas le'mikdash parto, you should say wa oidim v'nechas le'mikdash parto, wa oidim loivin ke'echa v'nechas le'mikdash chayev. If an androgynous who has male and female genitals, if he saw a white emission, then he's suffic a balkeri because he might be a man, and he entered the mikdash, he's exempt. If he saw red, which is perhaps dam nida, and entered the mikdash, he's exempt. But if he saw white and red and entered the mikdash, then he's liable. If tani tani pato, some teeth he's exempt. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon he, the tani, shnei shvilim, echad tor v'echad tomei, hilach v'echad mehen, and they should say v'nechnas le'mikdash pato, v'rishoin v'lai nechnas, v'sheni v'nechnas chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says that the latter is a Bishimon, because it was taught that if there are two paths, one the Torah, one the Tomei, then he went on one of them and entered the Mikdash, he's exempt. If he went on the first and didn't enter, then he went on the second and he entered, then he's liable. And they should say, Barishon v'nechnas v'hivze v'shona v'tovol v'sheni v'nechnas chayev. If he went on the first and he entered and he received Hazor on day 3 and again on day 7, the sprinkling of the Paraduma waters, and he immersed and went on the second path and entered the Mikdash, he's liable. Rishon poiter b'ze, Rishon exempt in this case. Rishon ben Yehuda poiter b'kulam, Rishon Rabbi Shimon. Rishon ben Yehuda exempts in all of them in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Niche androgynous gabe loiven at avid le isha, gabe oidim at avid le ish. From hache ein kam tumah yidua. Question is: this is fine for androgynous regarding seeing white. You consider him to be suffic he's a woman. Regarding seeing red, you consider him to be a suffic that perhaps he's a man. And even when he saw both, he's not a vadai man or vadai woman. However, here, when he walked on both paths and didn't become Torah in between, can he say that there's no known tumah? Am Rav Shmuel bar Susati tipate b'sheshach l'rishon. Rav Shmuel bar Susati answered that the case is that he forgot that he went on the first, as Rav Yosi explains, Rav Yosi boy man and kaimin im sheshachoy la'olam shvil echadu. Rav Yosi asked, well, what is the case? If he forgot it the entire time until after he went on the second, this is like one path. Since there's no yudim between, it's as if he traversed both together and it's like one path with vadai tuma. And the Gemara says that rather he knew that he went on the first and later forgot and then went on the second, and this is probably considered two paths. And I should say now, Nicha Taman, Rishim Da'ama Safi Gediyah, Lavki Gediyah, from Hachashik Mekirin to Chaza, Leiben Va'idem, Ke'echad yidiyah vadahi. The Gemara asks that there regarding two paths it's fine, because he says that yidiyah safik is not like yidiyah. However, here, since he saw white and red together, it's like one vada yidiyah. And Rabbi Yosi Berubun asked Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elezer, al dati to Chizkiah. And Rabbi Yosi Berubun answers that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Elezer according to Chizkiah. Rabbi Elezer omar taman ad yad im besheret nitma im b'meis. Kain Rabbi Shimon Aimer Kan at Yoidea im Ba'idim Nitma im Beloven. Just like Rabbi Levi said there that he's not liable until he knows whether he became Tomei through Sheret or Meis, so Rabbi Shimon said here that he's not liable until he knows whether he became Tomei through red or white. We now take out the next sentence in the Gif, and it should say now, Ruchista boy Nichas le Mikdash Kesover Knesses Mahu. Ruchista asked that if he entered the Mikdash and thought there was a base Knesses, what's the law? Since he knows that there's Kedusha here, there is some yediyah, or since he does not know that one may not enter here b'tumah, this is not yediyah. Am Rav Yosi kein anan oimim haya yodeh sheyesh tumah ba'olam ele eini yodeh im chayav ma'aleh korban. You should say potter lakoshken kan shleiteh yediyah. Rav Yosi answered that we say that if he knew there is tumah in the world, but he didn't know whether or not one is liable for a korban for it, he is exempt according to Reish Lakish, and Rav Yochanan was unsure. Ela kian kaimin beboilai shetame venelam mimenu shiteatuma venechas a mikdash vacha beboilai shu mikdash venelam mimenu shite mikdash venechas a mikdash. Rather, we hold that he's liable only if it was clear to him that he was tame and he forgot the tuma and entered the mikdash. And here he's liable only if before it was clear to him that this is the mikdash and he forgot the mikdash and entered the mikdash. Rabbi Yosi boy ochal chatzi zayis biyadis kodesh vehelam tuma. Ukachetzi zayis biyadiyas tuma v'helem kodesh halimais mahu shidstarfu. Rabbi Yosi asked that if one ate a half a gazayis knowing the kodesh and v'helem tuma, and half a gazayis knowing the tuma and v'helem kodesh, do the helem must join? The Gemara does not answer this question. We come out to the next Mishnah. Echad nechas la'azor, echad nechas le'tesefes azor. The Mishnah says that the same law applies to one who enters the azor, which is the chatzor of the Mikdash, or an addition to it. Shem v'sifin ala'ev ala'azois el v'melech v'novi u'bo'im v'tumim v'sanhedrin shoshim v'echad v'shtei toidois v'shir. The addition gets Kedusha because to add onto Yerushalayim or the azor, we need a king, a novi, the u'bo'im v'tumim, the great Sanhedrin of 71, two of the loaves that accompany a korban toida, and Shira. Beistin mahalchin u'shtei toidois achoyen u'aplimus ne'echeles v'achitzoinen u'srefes. Beistin must walk around the addition with the loaves after them. The inner loaf is eaten, but the outer loaf is burnt. If an addition was made without all this, when it enters there, betuma is not liable. And the Gemara says, "Vavama betchila v'yal David b'dvar Gad zeh melech v'navi v'yachu shleim levnoisis beis Hashem v'yerushalayim elu v'tumim v'David v'aviu zeh Sanhedrin shol avicha v'yagedcha shir v'yelech achoyim Hoshia, the Sari, Toidos, the Amidash, the Toidos, the Gomer. Rav says that initially, Vayal David Bidvar Gad, this is the king and the Navi, Vayachel Shlomo Levnois, and Shlomo began to build the Beis Hashem Yerushalayim, Asher Yira, this is referring to the Rim Batumim. David Aviu, this is referring to the Sanhedrin, as it says, Shal Avicha V'yagedcha, ask your father and he will tell you. Shir, we learn from the Pasuk in Nehemiah, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, says there, and Hoshea and half the princes of Yehuda walked after them. And Toidos we learn from the previous Pasuk there that says, and I placed two large thanksgiving offerings with processions. Amos Shmuel Bar Rav Yudin, Ma Kosev Malchoyz Lo Talachos. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yudin pointed out that why did they not say Malchoyz, rather Sahal Sahal Luchois, is because they needed to be carried because it refers to two loaves of Toda and not two animals. There was a pond included within the wall of Yerushalayim, even though it did not get Kedushas Yerushalayim, because it was the weak spot where Yerushalayim, the city, could be conquered from there if it were outside the wall.